Hey folks, at Calorie Tracker Buddy we believe fitness isn't just about tracking calories, it's about making every move count. Today, let's deep dive into leg exercises, arguably one of the most neglected but essential parts of any workout routine. Why focus on leg exercises? Because your lower body is the foundation of your strength, mobility, and even metabolic health. Strong legs support you in daily tasks, walking, climbing stairs, improve athletic performance, and help with fat loss, large muscles burn more. As the adage goes, never skip leg day. In this post, we'll cover why is training the legs crucial? Anatomy of leg muscles. Top leg exercises, compound and isolation. How to address quadriceps strengthening, quadriceps tendonitis, and the best hamstring exercises. Sample workouts and training tips. Safety, frequency, and recovery. How Calorie Tracker Buddy can support your leg training journey. Let's get started. 1. Why leg exercises matter. Before we jump into our exercises, you might wonder why add leg day? For many, it's easy to get drawn toward upper body workouts, but skipping leg training can hamper your overall progress. Leg exercises promote muscle building and increase your body's strength, metabolism, and performance. Big muscles equals bigger metabolic impact. Your lower body muscles, like quads, hamstrings, and glutes, are the strongest muscle group of your body. Your quads, hamstrings, and glutes are among the largest muscles in your body. When you train them, they demand more energy, stimulate hormone release, like growth hormone, testosterone, and improve your basal metabolic rate. Better functional strength and stability. Strong legs give you a sturdy base, improving balance, reducing injury risk, and supporting upper body movements too. Preventing muscular imbalance. If you focus only on the upper body, your lower body becomes weak and underdeveloped. That can lead to posture issues, joint stress, and suboptimal performance. Leg exercises help you build a balanced physique. Hormonal and systemic benefits. Compound leg work, like squats, deadlifts, stimulates systemic adaptations, not just local muscle growth. It triggers hormone release and supports full body strength gains. So, leg training is not optional, it's foundational. 2. Anatomy and key muscle groups. To train effectively, you must understand which muscles you're targeting. Here are the main players. 3. Top leg exercises, compound plus isolation. Below is a friendly, realistic breakdown of the most effective moves for building strong legs. Instead of tossing a bunch of complicated gym jargon at you, think of this as a simple guide to the exercises that actually work, how to do them, and what they're best for. Leg exercises. 1. Squat variations. 1. Back squat. This is the classic. It loads your whole lower body and helps build power in your quads, glutes, and hamstrings. How to do it? Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, let your knees track slightly outward, drop down until your thighs are roughly parallel to the floor, keep your chest up, and stand back up by driving through your heels. 2. Front squat. If you want more quad focus with a bit less strain on your lower back, this version is your friend. Rest the bar on your front delts, keep your elbows high, stay tall, and push through your whole foot. 3. Goblet squat. Great for beginners or as a control-focused accessory movement. Hold a dumbbell or kettlebell at your chest and squat down. This quad exercise naturally encourages a balanced, upright posture and gives your quads and glutes a solid burn. Hip hinge slash deadlift variants. 1. Romanian deadlift, RDL. A staple for glutes and hamstrings. Tip: keep a soft bend in your knees, hinge at the hips, let the bar travel close to your legs, feel that stretch, and then power back up by driving your hips forward. 2. Good mornings. Similar movement, different setup. The bar sits on your shoulders, and the hinge pattern targets your lower back and hamstrings in a controlled way. Leg exercises. 3 lunge and single leg variations. 4 walking or reverse lunges. Lunges work everything from your quads to your glutes and also challenge your balance. Reverse lunges tend to be easier on the knees. 5 Bulgarian split squat. This one is tough but worth it. Since you're working one leg at a time, it's amazing for fixing strength imbalances. Technique: prop your back foot on a bench, make sure the front leg stays stable, drop your hips down until your front thigh is almost parallel, and push back up. Isolation and machine movements. One leg press. Reliable and effective. Loads your quads, hamstrings, and glutes, and helps you train hard without worrying too much about balance. 2 leg curl, lying or seated. Simple and effective for isolating your hamstrings. 3 calf raises / seated calf press. Both seated and standing versions hit different parts of your calves. Add them regularly if you want visible results. 4 step UPS. Functional and underrated. The movement transfers well into daily life and strengthens quads and glutes. 5 glute bridge / hip thrust. Perfect for building glute strength and improving your hip drive. 6 mobility / knee friendly options. If you're dealing with stiffness, knee discomfort, or you're just starting out, these are safe entry points. Chair squats. Wall facing squats. Seated leg extensions. Light standing hip hinges to learn proper movement patterns leg exercises. 5 quadriceps strengthening exercises and managing quadriceps tendonitis. Since your main goal is stronger quads, it helps to understand how to train them without irritating the tendon that runs from your quad muscles to your kneecap. Quad focused exercises. Here are some moves that put your quads front and center. Front squat. Leg extensions. Goblet squat. Step UPS. Split squats. Sissy squats, more advanced. Terminal knee extensions and straight leg raises. Very Well Health also highlights a range of quad-focused exercises like step UPS, split squats, and controlled leg extensions. As you train, control the lowering phase of every rep and don't let your knees collapse inward. 6 Dealing with quadriceps tendonitis. Quadriceps tendonitis happens when the tendon becomes inflamed, usually from doing too much too soon or loading it too heavily. Here's how to handle it with quadriceps tendonitis exercises. Reduce movements that trigger sharp pain, especially deep or heavy squats and heavy leg extensions. Use slow eccentrics with care. Include isometric holds like wall sits. Use terminal knee extensions or straight leg raises to activate quads without heavy stress. Keep your quads and hip flexors mobile. Light foam rolling around the muscles can help. Reintroduce heavier work gradually. See a physiotherapist if pain is persistent. Leg exercises. 7 Sample leg workouts, beginner to advanced. If you're new to lower body training, start simple. Aim for 3 to 5 exercises per session and 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Rest 1 to 1.5 minutes between sets. Beginner routine. Goblet squat. Walking lunges. Glute bridge or hip thrust. Leg curl, machine or band. Standing calf raise. Intermediate level. Back squat or front squat. Romanian deadlift. Bulgarian split squat. Leg press. Calf raises, standing plus seated. Advanced level. Box jumps, warm up / power. Barbell front squat. Barbell split squat. Single leg Romanian deadlift. Glute ham raise / hamstring curl. Calf raises. As shown in Men's Fitness's full lower body workout. Frequency and volume. You can train legs 1 to 3 times per week, depending on your recovery and goals. What really matters is total volume, number of sets times reps times load, rather than frequency alone. For general strength and hypertrophy. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per exercise. Prioritize 3 to 5 movements per session. Ensure full recovery between sessions. You can also rotate focus, e.g. one day quad dominant, next day posterior chain, to avoid overtraining. 8 tips for effective and safe leg training. Warm-up and mobility. Always start with 5 to 10 minutes of easy cardio like cycling or walking, followed by simple dynamic stretches that wake up your legs and get your joints moving smoothly. Add mobility moves such as leg swings, hip circles, and ankle rolls to loosen things further before you begin any real work. Do a couple of warm-up sets using just your body weight or a lighter load so your muscles and nervous system ease into the session. Form, breathing and tempo. Keep a steady posture with a neutral spine, and make sure your knees track naturally without collapsing inward. Control every rep on the way up and down instead of rushing through the motion, and leg exercises match your breath to the movement by inhaling as you lower and exhaling as you rise. Progressive overload. Keep nudging the difficulty up over time. Add a little more weight, a few extra reps, or an extra set as the weeks go by. Small changes add up. You can also switch things up with pauses or slower tempos to push your muscles in new ways. Unilateral training. Moves like Bulgarian split squats and single leg deadlifts help you notice and fix strength gaps between each leg. Recovery. Try not to hammer your legs 2 days in a row. Sleep well, eat enough, and give your body the downtime it needs. Light stretching, foam rolling, and easy movement can speed up recovery. Listen to your body. If you feel anything sharper than normal soreness, ease up on the weight or volume. Be extra careful if you've had knee or tendon issues. Building stronger legs isn't only about what you lift. It's also about how well you recover, fuel your body, and track the habits that keep you progressing. Paying attention to your calories, hydration, and overall energy helps your muscles repair and grow after tough sessions. That's where Calorie Tracker Buddy supports your leg training journey. How Calorie Tracker Buddy can help your leg training journey. You may wonder how does a calorie tracker app tie into leg workouts? Here's how Calorie Tracker Buddy supports you. 1. Precise calorie and macro tracking. Leg workouts burn significant energy. With our app, you can track extra calories burned, adjust your macro targets, protein, carbs, fats, to support muscle recovery and growth. 2. Workout logging and progress tracking. Log each leg session, exercise, sets, reps, weight used. Over time, visualize your progress. Know when to push harder or when to deload. 3. Custom goal setting. Whether your aim is lean legs, hypertrophy, or endurance, set custom goals. The app will suggest calorie/macro targets adjusted for your leg-intensive training phases. 4. Recovery and rest reminders. The app can nudge you when it's time to rest or avoid overtraining, especially after high-intensity leg days. 5. Educational content and plans. We'll continue delivering blog guides, like this, with sample leg plans, form tips, injury prevention all integrated with your tracking journey. Wrapping up. Leg training is not just another item on your workout list, it's the foundation. Whether your goal is strength, aesthetics, or functional fitness, combining compound movements, squats, deadlifts, lunges, with targeted work, leg curls, calf exercises, sets you up for success. Be mindful of form, gradually progress, rest adequately, and adapt your plan based on feedback from your body. At Calorie Tracker Buddy, I'm excited to support you every step, or squat, of the way by tracking your nutrition, logging your progress, and offering resources to optimize your leg training. Let's make those legs strong, sculpted, and resilient. Share your favorite leg exercise with me, or tell me if you'd like a 4-week leg plan custom to your fitness level. I'd be happy to build one for you. Stay strong. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Q. Can I train legs every day? A. It depends on intensity and volume. High volume heavy leg training daily is not ideal. You can do light work or mobility daily, but intense sessions require recovery. Q. How soon will I see muscle growth in legs? A. With consistent training, proper nutrition, especially sufficient protein, and recovery, you may notice strength gains within 4 to 6 weeks, visible growth over 8 to 12 weeks. Q. Does cardio interfere with leg gains? A. Excessive cardio might hamper hypertrophy, but moderate cardio, walking, cycling, aids recovery and conditioning. Balance is key. Q. How do I prevent quadriceps tendonitis when training quads heavily? A. Use gradual loading, avoid aggressive high-load knee extensions early, include eccentric work, allow tendon rest days, and address mobility and strength imbalances. Q. Should calves get a separate day? A. Calves respond well to high frequency and volume. You can train them at the end of leg sessions or in separate sessions, depending on your goals.